It is difficult to speak about Sauxilange without evoking the big abbey of Cluny in Bourgogne, based in 910 by Guillaume le Pieux, who is the Duc d'Aquitaine and Count of Auvergne. He also possessed the domain of Selzinius, which will become Sauxilange. That is also where there is a monastery affiliated to Cluny in the second half of the 10th century. Surrounded by ramparts, this one becomes an assembly point for a population which gathers in the suburb of Marchidial, that was also strengthened. Later, a more important surrounding wall was built and is now around Sauxilange. From the 13th century, the monastery that became a priory knows its peak. It includes the Abbey Church Saint-Pierre, the big convent, the conventual buildings, and the chapel of a prior, adjacent to a second convent. Even if few elements remain, an attentive observation of Sauxilange allows finding this organization. The central place of the village represents all the influence of the monastery, in a quadrilateral form. There are various buildings that line the central place that immortalize the location of the former monastic buildings: the barns, the hostelry, the stables and the infirmary. The disappeared abbey church was built on the highly rated south of the current place. Today, an alley leads to the ancient convent, now private property. The House of Heritage is the former chapel of the prior. Thanks to the association Pierre le Vénérable, it is open to the public during the summer and presents a series of keystones of the 15th century, decorated with the French coat of arms of Cluny and of two priors of Sauxilange. North of the place, we can access the parochial church Notre-Dame. The Romanic nave, attached by low Gothic sides, was reshaped in the 19th century. It contains interesting furniture, such as a panel of gold-colored wooden statues of the 18th century and paints of the 16th century telling the life of Saint Crépin and Crépinien. On one of the nave's pillars, a mural of the end of the 15th century represents a bemoaning of the Christ. Join north of the church the Marchidial Place, which keeps a very interesting set of facades of the 16th century, handled in a revival spirit. At the edge, we can observe a facade built as a big device. Several facades show the beginning of organization, with decorated horizontal molding courts separating floors of lessening height up to the attic under the roof. We track down the place of staircases serving the main buildings in their small superimposed bays. Magnificent frames of sculptured bays present prismatic bases and angles to crossed moldings, which are characteristics of the revival Gothic transition. By the street Rue des Fossés, you will follow the plan of the ancient city ramparts. South of the village, between gardens and ancient orchards, a system of reach, or béal, diverted the water of the river to irrigate and furnish with driving strength mills and a whole district of craftsmen, mill owners, weavers, tinsmiths, who made the wealth of the village in the 18th century.